We are bought with a price, August 5. We are redeemed by Christ's precious blood. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Every soul is precious because it has been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Satan may whisper, "You are too great a sinner for Christ to save." While you acknowledge that you are indeed sinful and unworthy, you may meet the tempter with a cry, "By virtue of the atonement, I claim Christ as my Savior. I trust not to my own merits, but to the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses me." You cannot save yourself from the tempter's power, but he trembles and flees when the merits of that precious blood are urged. The Lord loves you. He is dearer to you than any earthly tie, than any earthly object. Consider how preciously near you may keep to one who is your strength and efficiency. Live not in the shadow of the cross, but on the sunny side of the cross, where the Sun of Righteousness may shine into your heart. We are to have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. This we must regard as the most precious privilege, the greatest blessing ever granted to sinful man. And how little is made of this great gift. How deep, how wide, and continuous is this stream. To every soul thirsting after holiness, there is repose, there is rest, there is the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit, and then the holy, happy, peaceful walk and precious communion with Christ. Then, oh then, can we intelligently say with John, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Talk it, pray it, let it be the theme of sacred song, to be washed, to be cleansed. The believing soul claims that love, and by its virtues stands before the throne of God, pardoned, justified, sanctified. Its cleansing virtue gives strength and vigor to faith, power to prayer, and happiness in cheerful obedience.